What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast. My name is Jacob Cooker, but my friends call me Cub, and you should too. Every day on the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast, I am here to help you unlock the secrets of the ancient mystics, and today is no different. We are going to get into some techniques that I use, as well as some ancient techniques. And we're going to talk about mythology and really uncover how you can use mythology in your everyday life to essentially renew yourself every single day. What's up, Miss Universe? How are you doing? IB Crystals, how are you? Merle, what's up, brother? Hope you're having a beautiful day. Thanks for being here. Carolina, thanks for joining. Adoria, what is up, my friend? Jim's about Joey, how's it going? We got people joining live. This is a live raw podcast, so don't hesitate to comment at any point, and I'll do my best to grab your comment and give it my opinion. Today's episode is called God Source Wants You to Activate Your Inner Demigod. This is episode 419. This is a download I've been getting for a while, and I wanted to dive more into it. This is all leading up to a fantastic workshop we are holding live within my tribe over on my website at cubcooker.com. We're going to be doing this on Saturday, this coming Saturday. It will be the first Saturday in May 2024. And we have something going on every Saturday. So if you miss this coming Saturday, don't worry. You can watch the recording as a tribe member, as well as you can join every other Saturday. So be sure and check it out, cubcooker.com, cubkuker.com. And I'll talk more about that here in a little while, but I'm going to go ahead and dive in and welcome some of our friends today. What is up, Teresa? I hope you're having a beautiful day. Thank you for joining. Ryan says, howdy, here navigating the multiverse. Absolutely, brother. Welcome. You're in good company. That's what we do all day, every day here on this channel. So I've got a little cough drop in, so forgive the little clickety-clack. That's just me lubricating the voice box here so that I can talk for the next hour and a half. So today I'm going to discuss stepping into my day today with a vibrant energy of my main character essence. Now, this is not something that I'm really that good at. Lately, I've been really pissed off, really grumpy, and just really struggling a lot, honestly. Struggling with, you know, what I'm here doing, struggling with how do I help people, struggling with freaking technology. Like today, Instagram does not seem to want to go live, so I'm just going to end it. I don't know why. Come on. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, it's just unrelenting pushback against what I try to do half the time is what it seems like. So here we go. Let's try going live again on Instagram. I don't even know why I bother with Instagram, to be real honest. But I want to talk about really what I think May is about. And I think May is about if you've been pushed already, I think you're about to get pushed hard into May. And if you haven't figured out what your archetype is and what your purpose on this planet is, May is going to be a month of you coming to grips with that. And I have not fully figured mine out. I know a lot about it, but I still feel like I'm trying to figure out, you know, exactly what flow I'm into every day and exactly what I'm supposed to do to help other people, to help myself and unlock these timelines in my life. There's just some days, guys, where we feel completely helpless and bullied around by the universe. And I think that one of the secrets to this, I really believe this, is stepping into May and the rest of 2024 with our demigod energy and finding who we are, what our actual resonant frequency is as far as our demigod frequency. And I'm going to talk about that. So what is a demigod frequency? That is going to be, okay, that does not mean you're worshiping a demigod. It does not mean that you are creating an idol to a demigod. It means that you are a part of the Godhead. You are a part of the spectrum of God, the overarching frequency of God, source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. You are part of that Godhead. Father, mother, you as the child. When you believe that, you begin to understand every mythology you read about the gods is all about you. Every single one of them has to do with you, from the dark ones to the light ones to everyone in between. And that is where your demigod frequency comes in. Some people say, I'm channeling higher races. I'm channeling the galactic collective, the Federation of Light. Some people say, oh, I'm channeling a specific extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional frequency. Some people say, I got message from my angels for you, whatever you want to call it, from spirit guides. Again, all of which are frequencies of the source. They're all part of that spectrum of the source. And when we understand that, we understand, okay, I can tap into one of those frequencies. I can tap into the Loki frequency. I can tap into the Thor frequency. I can tap into the Odin frequency. I can tap into any of these frequencies. I'm just using the Norse pantheon. You can use the Sumerian pantheon. You can tap into the Enki or the Enlil frequency. Because I believe that's what they are. Multidimensional beings have less form than us, and they're going to be in higher dimensions. Therefore, to access them, we have to access their frequency. Just like tuning a TV, an old TV or an old radio, you had to tune them to a station. Now that dates me, I get it. But you had to tune them to a station and go, and you'd tune it right in, and boom, you get the voice, you get the person on the other end. And so it's very, very important as we tune ourselves through yoga, meditation, spiritual practice, that we get in authentic contact with the frequency, what I call the North Star frequency, or our resonance base frequency. Okay, this doesn't mean what you most naturally want to sit at. If you're a grumpy, negative person, yeah, this is not that frequency. This is who you actually are when you're at your best. When you're at your best, what frequency are you? That's your demigod frequency. If your best is getting stuff done all the time, if it's hustling, if it's taking care of other people, if it's serving others, that's going to be a particular resonant frequency. If your best is taking time away from others, taking care of yourself, helping those that come across you in certain areas of life, that's going to be your resonant frequency. And so, again, these are not frequencies where you're just like, oh, I'm a generally lazy person, so there, that will be my demigod frequency. No, this is like your full potentiality frequency, what you were when you were a kid, most likely, you know, your Superman on the playground or your whatever Power Ranger or whatever that was. It's going to be more in that frequency, your potentiality as an adult to return back to that authentic source that you incarnated with and fully start channeling that frequency into this world. The kingdom of God is created first and foremost through us, and it's time for us to start standing up and creating that. Right now, there's a huge push from the church and other institutions to take energy back, to get people to sit back down in the pew and behave. And now is not the time for that, guys. Now is the time to be fully aware and authentic of who we are in love and light. By the way, this doesn't mean we go around judging anybody. If you're a part of my tribe here, you understand that we're an open community here. All walks of life, faith, orientation, religion, doesn't matter. We are here in love and light. And so I'm a big proponent of that. Corey says, what is up, Cub? Thanks for continuing the message. Absolutely, my friend. This is part two, by the way, of the message that I did on Friday. So if you heard Friday's message, this is part two of it. You can go back and that was episode 418. So Steven says, blessings, Cub. Teresa and family, how are you, Steven? Hope you're having a beautiful day, brother. Haley Bell, thank you for being here. Have you ever listened to Elena Donnan on YouTube? Never heard of her. Sorry, my friend. I don't listen to a lot of YouTube, honestly, and I encourage you guys not to. Don't go too crazy with, let me go listen to everybody's opinion on stuff. Find source texts and find your own experiences. That's another call to action for now. If you resonate with my channel, go deep on my channel. I've got 400 plus videos. Get yourself in our tribe right now. I've got a very special deal going on for the next 6 days. If you've ever wanted to join my tribe, go check it out. go deep into what you believe in right now. Now is not the time. I'm not doing this either. I'm taking my own advice. I'm not going out and watching Billy and Bob and all these other people on YouTube and getting all these different opinions. I am going deep on what I feel, what my experiences are, my meditations, the source texts I already have, the books of Enoch. We've got the Bhagavad Gita. You got the Gnostic texts. All of those ancient mysticism type texts is what I'm going deep on right now. So I'm not going to the buffet right now of everybody, you know, Tom and Sally's opinion on YouTube. So, and like I said, much love, much respect, but be very careful with that because you're going to find yourself very confused because there's so much division right now. So find what you authentically resonate with. And when you see someone, when you hear someone, go deep on what they're saying and find what you resonate. Find how deep and wide you resonate because you might find what you're looking for. You might find that that's not what you're looking for, and then you can be honest about it. And if you just skim everybody's, it would be like taking every entry-level course in college versus going down the rabbit hole and saying, I want to get a degree or here's what I want to do with it. It doesn't mean you still can't play and have fun, but again, it's important to go deep on it. Same thing with these frequencies. I feel a lot of different ones. I got a little bit of Loki, a little bit of Odin. As Ashley and I talked about, what's up, Ashley? I hope you're having a beautiful day. Got a little bit of Hel, H-E-L, the goddess going on. I looked up the goddess Hel, and wow, a lot of Hel vibes with me lately. Not H-E-L-L, but H-E-L. You know, attraction to animals, hugely sensitive to things like death. You know, very, very sensitive to our natural frequencies. And so especially the life cycles. And so really resonated with that. But again, now is not the time to just like go wild with like, you know, all of these different frequencies and like, oh, whatever I feel every day. It's important to be authentic, but I really think we need to find what we're supposed to be channeling into. And it's so important for me because I've gotten a bit of spiritual, what they call spiritual psychosis, where you start to just feel a little stretched out, a little worn thin, and a little bit off the rails as far as like where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. So we got to rein it back and bring it back to center. And that's what today is about. I'm going to share a few things that I've been using that have been helping, and I intend to continue to use them into May. So yes, thank you, Dreamstar. Dreamstar says, I thought you'd resonate with the spooky queen. Definitely. And that's the thing, you know, guys, like I'm a guy on paper. And I communicate often like a guy, but I feel like a divine feminine. And that has been tricky for me to navigate my entire life, but I'm definitely a dark divine feminine. So that's been, again, that's hard. My wife is more divine masculine. And so even though she is on paper a woman, so very, very tricky to navigate my marriage oftentimes. But again, the more I know myself, know thyself, right? The more I know myself, the more I understand why I do what I do and how I can make better decisions and play this character in the narrative that I desire for my character rather than just, again, waiting for whatever the next big thing is in the world right now. So, Farouk, what's up, bro? Bro says, bro randomly popped up on my YouTube shorts and yapping complete nonsense. That's crazy. Hey man, there's a reason that my brand of nonsense is in front of you today. There is a reason. I don't know what it is. You'll have to ask yourself about your life. Why is this crazy person Cub talking to me today? Yes, I'm real. Yes, I'm here on live. And yes, you really found me for a reason. Good reason to follow. Find out what's going on. I don't know. Maybe you've had a spiritual awakening recently. Maybe you've been questioning everything about yourself. Maybe you've been struggling with something really, really deeply, and you definitely need to be here on this channel. Nothing happens by accident. And so I'm stepping forward in a lot more authenticity today than I have in a while, because I know people are here for a reason. Nobody, even the haters that run across the channel, they're not here by mistake. They're here because they need this channel. Okay. You're here because you need this channel. I'm here because I need this channel. I keep creating into this channel every day. and it's not just as like a marketing ploy. It's not as like, oh, I got to build a movement. It's nothing like that. It's like, I have to keep creating into this frequency every day and talking out loud to get my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and my manifestations superpowered. Okay. And that is one thing you can do as well, is start speaking your story. When you start speaking your story, things start getting real, real quick. Let's see. Starboy says it's all a lie. You guys on YouTube, I don't know, man. Y'all need to like, you need to go get some sunshine. I don't know what the YouTube crowd is all about lately, but it's been rough over there. So, because I don't even understand your comments, guys. If you can't even make a clear comment to a creator, how do you communicate to your loved ones? How do you ever date? How do you ever find friends? How do you ever hold a job? Like, you need to learn to communicate full sentences, intelligible conversation, maybe throw a profile picture up there and actually rep yourself instead of some, you know, troll that you're playing. I don't know if there's just a bunch of bots out there lately or what, but you guys are totally missing the point that I'm talking about embody your main character. You're not being the main character with zero profile picture and half-baked sentences. So get it together, grow up, start posting some real stuff and communicating. That's one of the main points for today, guys, is embodying the main character. Embrace your main character energy, which is about stepping into your authentic self and taking an active role in shaping your narrative. This empowers you to navigate challenges, embrace opportunities, and align with your purpose. What's up, Connie? How are you doing? Hope you're having a beautiful day. Steven, thank you for being here, my friend. Hello, Steven. How are you, brother? Charles says, there are always locks on consciousness happening. 1,000%, my brother, 1,000%. What's up, Alexandria? Thanks for being here. Russian Workout Queen, what is going on? Charlie Gamer, thanks for joining, my friend. Carlos says, super advice. Thank you so much, my friend. Send them some light over on YouTube. Pixie Girl says, yeah, y'all like channel some light codes over there. We got to raise some consciousness over there because this all dark and dusty and mama's basement vibe over there today. We got to get it blown out over there. So embodying main character energy. I could talk for an entire podcast on this. What does that mean to you as I whack the microphone today? What does that mean to you? A big part of main character vibes for me is I wore my tie-dye today because that's what I started this channel with. I've shifted away from it largely, but I wanted to rewear it today. Just get myself back in that vibe, remind everybody what I'm about. I'm all about that hippie life, all about having that freedom, that time, and that experience with the divine every single day. And being a nonconformist and not conforming to social norms or ideologies or patterns, I got to do things my way, right? Even if they're the wrong way, I got to do them my way. That's the only way I learn, and that's the only way I've ever learned. So Ascension Tools says blessings. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Really appreciate your authenticity today. Sonia says, thank you so much, my friend. Connie says, trying to deal with a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Connie, I am so sorry, my friend. Much love and light to you. Everybody send her some love and light and good energy and good vibes today as she navigates a very tricky time in her life. Again, very, very sorry to hear that, but much love to you, my friend. Steven says, love the shirt. Thank you so much, my friend. Bridget said, what is the schedule for when you go live? Yeah, there it is. There's a schedule. Monday through Friday at any given time. I would literally be lying to you guys now if I told you that my schedule would ever be normal, because it's not. These messages are so channeled, guys. Sometimes I'll do them at 11 in the morning. Sometimes I mean, today it's like 5 o'clock before I went live. I am so sensitive to the energy of what needs to happen. I've tried to do a schedule and it's an absolute disaster when I do a schedule. Even if I adhere to it rigidly, first off, I resent it. And second off, they're never great. Like I force myself into doing it. And then also the energy can be really, really off. So by me just going live, even when we got haters on here, like there's a reason I'm live at 5 right now. There's a reason, you know, our friend up here thinks I'm crazy and ran across the channel at 5 o'clock. They wouldn't have run across it at 3 o'clock. I can't tell you. I'm not telling you I'm some ascended master who knows the collective so well now. I'm just saying there's a reason that I went live 2 hours late today. Because I got distracted and things were working slow. And I just don't care anymore. I don't care to be on time. I don't care. I'm going to show up when I need to show up. Okay. Like I'm not here to promise anybody a 3 o'clock show. And by the way, if you're doing that and you don't feel real about it, you need to get out of whatever that is. That includes relationships, jobs, whatever that is. Okay. If you feel like you're being pressured and forced into a box, you are a sovereign spiritual being. And that is not okay. All right. Leanne, what's up, my friend? How are you doing? Thanks for being here. Sonia says, when I saw you were live, figured I was just catching the end. I got really excited when I saw you just started. I was meant to hear this live today. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, that's why I don't really schedule anymore. I used to have this rigid schedule and I just kind of go for it lately. And, you know, you're going to see me. Oh, there's a good back pop today. Somebody told me the other day, they're like, shut up and quit breathing and talking and get to the point. And I was like, dude, you're missing the point of my podcast. So, Michael Mumford, very, very kind fellow over here, just said, shut up, LOL, stop lying. Michael Mumford, you get an award for the nicest human being I've met today. Those are kind words. I hope you talk to your mother with that mouth. Grodd, what's up, my friend? Thank you for being here. Grodd says, Cub, my brother. Thank you so much. Robert says, I despise boxes. Good for you, Robert. Good for you. And you should. We all should, guys. It's enough putting us in a box, right? Like, I'm tired of it. I can't do it anymore. I can't be what I'm expected to be. I can't show up the way I'm expected to. I can only do what's authentic to me. And if I can't harness that going into May, I am going to end up in the same negative patterns I always do. What's up, Manifest by Laura? Laura says, happy Monday with 3 hearts of fire. I love it. Dreamstar gave 7 laughy faces. Thank you, my friends. Do I think God is actually Satan? I think the God of the Old Testament is actually Satan. Absolutely. If you read the mythology and you don't get religious about it and you just look at it in a non-biased manner, you look at what Jesus was saying and look at what they were believing and worshiping and all of the atrocious things they had to do to make penance with this deity. Yeah, absolutely think that was Satan. And I think Jesus was speaking of a much higher being, a much more transcendent spiritual being, and not a Elohim or a Anunnaki deity. And so I very much, very much do think that OT God is what you would consider Satan. Absolutely. By the way, much love and respect to all of our Abrahamic faith brothers and sisters. I'm not coming against your faith. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm just telling you what I came to the understanding of after being a Bible thumping Christian for 30 plus years and finally going, wait a minute. I don't know if I believe that or not. And then re-examining the text and interpreting it through itself and other mythologies that are not present in the Bible, including the Anunnaki mythologies from Mesopotamia, and understanding, wait a minute, that's where all this stuff came from. This is not original to the Bible. This is all coming from much earlier times. And I was listening to something today where the whole story of Moses and the Exodus is an Egyptian story. I mean, it's literally, and they were not slaves. They were people just leaving the land of Kemet with one of the pharaohs. And it's very, very interesting. So I'm going to try to get more info on that story. Unfortunately, with Egyptian stuff, if you don't know hieroglyphs, it's very hard to decipher. And there's not a lot of like written down stories about it. But I'm going to do my best. I know there are some over on sacred texts, and I'm going to start digging into more of that as well. So Connie says, yes, my creator is not jealous and definitely not petty. Amen, my friend. Michael Mumford says, now you got me wanting to read the Old Testament. Hey, you got it right. It's the Old Test, the old test, the old test. And nobody can pass it. Nobody could then, nobody can now. So Chris Hopkins says, we are creators of our own reality. Absolutely, my friend. Alistar Steven says, I mean, we can get back on topic and not bash the comments. Why am I listening right now? What is your time providing me with right now? Inspire me, my friend. My friend, I don't owe you anything. If this isn't inspiring you by my authenticity, you are welcome to leave. Much love and light. There's other channels out there that won't even answer your comment. You can go find them. The reason I answer the comments is I am one of the few podcasts out there that actually gives credence to all the comments that I can. You guys have a lot to say, and I pride myself on going through them. If you're going to be jerks, I'm going to treat you like jerks. If you're not going to be jerks and you're going to be nice, I'll treat you nice. I'm always going to treat you authentically, though. Always, always. So that's why I do that. This is a channel of love and light, but this is a big part of what I do is answering these comments every single day. So, yeah, absolutely, Grodd. I don't really know what the problem is, but apparently it offends people when I talk about the comments because this is live. So, Unbreakable Spirit says, what's up, Cub? First time here and definitely returning. Carlos says, thank you so much, my friend. Even though the energy is a little whack today, you got a lot of people are upset, guys, you know, and this is why I'm talking about this today. If you think the world has been tough, you just wait. Okay. You think they've been oppressing you already. You just wait. You guys, things are going to get better for those of us that are spiritual and those of us that are getting out of the matrix. If you're going to stay in the matrix, it ain't going to treat you any better. Okay. If you're waiting on somebody in some office up at the top to fix things for you, you got another thing coming, my friend. You got savior complex and you're still waiting on Jesus to return. You want to bring the kingdom of God? Now is the time. We can do it right now. So Kyrian says, I find you fascinating. Thank you, my friend. Manifest by Laura says, on a free live. Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I don't know what you guys want from me. I mean, it's like you don't even tip, and then you want me to like shut up and get to the point and inspire you like I owe you something. Dude, that's why you're not successful. That's why you're on YouTube right now heckling a creator. That's why you're going to go to the next creator and heckle them. And that's why I got 400 plus episodes on you, my friend. So you want to start creating something, start creating it and realize that no one owes you anything. Unbreakable Spirit says louder for those in the back. Exactly. Turn it up to 11 so we can all hear, even those with eyes to see and ears to hear can repeat it to those in the back. So Dreamstar says, this is the live. Thank you, my friend. Do I got to do a 3-hour deep meditation? Kingdom Life says, probably. If you're asking that question, I would suggest 3 to 6 hours, rinse and repeat every 3 to 4 days. So that's going to be my prescription for you, my friend. Do that, deconstruct, and then come back to me and we'll talk. Alistair says, context, that was a positive message. I just found this on Shorts. What are you about? What have you to inspire me and learn anew right now? Good question, my friend. Thank you. Thank you for coming back. I love it. Really glad. So what I'm about is I talk about the ancient mysteries. I talk about the ancient mystics and mysticism, everything from Gnosticism to the mysteries of Egypt to Hinduism, Buddhism. I get deep into metaphysics and the entire world of the supernatural. And so that's what I talk about on my channel. If you dig that, you're definitely going to enjoy coming back. I got lots of shorts coming out every day, channeled messages. I've got messages from ancient texts. And I'm one of the few people online that stick to the ancient texts or my channeled opinions. Okay. I don't really go and do a bunch of other modern philosophy stuff. I really go to the ancient mysticism. That's one of my favorite things to do. So if you dig that, you're going to be in a great place here. So Shelly, what's up? Shelly says, hello, family. Welcome, my friend. No one can inspire him but him. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and I can't inspire anybody other than me. I actually show up here to inspire myself every day. If I don't show up and feel better, then I did it wrong. So I got it. That's why I'm so real on here. because this is for me. And in turn, I'm going to inspire the collective. So, Amanda, what is up, my friend? Cole, what is up? How are you? This is how to handle it 101. Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Manifest by Laura says, LOL, sweat lodge it. Yeah, absolutely. We all need a good sweat lodge every once in a while. I know I do. It's time. Okay, so number two on this. In fact, I'm going to keep going on number one here because this is important. Main character energy. You guys see where I'm at today? This is main character energy, okay? And I'm not even fully in tune. I'm at maybe 70%, maybe even 60% of main character energy. You think I wasn't even as real as I wanted to be there for a minute, okay? Part of that is trying to run a good show here. Another part of it is absolute fear that I'm working on deconstructing, because these algorithms too, they don't like it when you bark at the comments and stuff. They want you to be like freaking Zen when people are flipping you off and coming at you and calling your mama names and all kinds of stuff. And I do my absolute best, which is why I did a lot of spiritual practice this morning just to get ready to do this. And this is why it took so long. I just had a lot to work through and kind of cleanse within myself. Charles says, it is inspiring to see you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. So, main character energy. If you haven't found yours, you got to find it. Like I said, this could be the only thing I talk about today. So, let's talk about what main character is. If you've ever watched a movie and you get into the movie and you're like, who is the main character? That movie doesn't know what it's talking about. Okay, that movie's lost its way. That movie is not following a proven framework for storytelling called the hero's journey. That's the best storytelling framework in the entire world. And when you start telling your hero's journey story, then you start to alchemize all of these things in your life, and you're not controlled by religion, politic, economic, anything like that. You begin to understand you are the main character. You are in control of your story. You are the one in the spotlight. Now, a lot of people get this confused. If you're a worldly person or a religious person, you probably get this confused with, oh, that's ego. Remember, it's not about you. Remember, oh, it's about others. Oh, well, Jesus said serve others. I guarantee you, Jesus had main character vibes, okay? He knew he was the main character in his story. He knew he was the Son of God. And if you knew you were the Son of God, I promise you, you wouldn't be letting your boss walk all over you. You wouldn't be in the dead-end job or the same old broken town that you're in. You would be living your life if you knew you were the Son of God. That's why he so easily left his hometown. 18 years of his life, he's walking around. He's out in India, Nepal. He's learning in the Egyptian mystery schools. We don't know where he was, but we know he wasn't just hanging around in his hometown for 18 years. So for me, it's very important when you start to understand you're the main character of your story, and you're going to watch all this back at the end of your life with other cosmic bros, you start making different decisions, because you realize, dude, I got 40 years of boring A crap on my movie slate, right? Like, I get to go watch what back? I get to go watch me hustle through school for 4 years, for 8 years to get a degree. I get to watch me work this job for this long. Like, really? Really? That's what we're doing here on planet Earth? No, we're here for adventure. We're here for fun. We're here to raise the collective, spread love, and get out there and do some work. Dreamstar Oracle says the hate in the world gets us fired up sometimes. 1,000%, my friend. Amanda says the group inspired me to be and do better. Thank you, my friend. I really, really appreciate you saying that. Thank you. And Amanda, thank you for being a part of the tribe. I really appreciate it. By the way, I brought the tribe name back. Hope that resonates. Really don't care if I offend anyone. I go back to ancient Germany at least 1,000 years ago, and I had a tribe there. So I'm going to use the name tribe. Tired of people telling me that they're offended by stuff I do. So it's called the Cub Cooker Supernatural Tribe. That's what I started with. It's what I resonate with, and it's what I've sold the most memberships under. And I intend to continue to do that, because I'm literally hurting you if I don't sell you. I am literally not giving you the resources that you need if I don't get you involved in our tribe. And today, I have an insanely, stupidly affordable offer right now for the next 6 days. So go check it out. If you want in, now is the time. I'll bring up the QR code. You can hit up the link in my bio. You're going to get access to Zoom calls. If you like my energy, you can talk to me face to face and the rest of our community. We have these co-mentor calls on Saturdays. They normally last like 2 or 3 hours. You don't have to stay on the whole time. We're going to record a good chunk of them. You can watch them back. You're going to get an archive of them, but it's a great way to interact with myself and others, build community. And you also have access to my off social media hub over there. So you can have real conversations with real experiences where you really don't have to worry about all the social media stuff. And like, what if mom sees this or dad, or what if my preacher sees this or whatever? Like, you can just post over there. It's a private community. It's an awesome community. It's a safe community. It's a drama-free community. So come check it out. You get access to the community, the Zoom calls, hundreds of my teachings, all presented in video lessons in multiple different courses, all structured where you can easily navigate, find what resonates, and go through it at your own pace. It'll even save your progress so you can come back at your own leisure. Then you're also going to get some of the new stuff that's coming, which I will be announcing very, very soon. So go check that out. www.cubcooker.com. Click the link in the bio or the description, or scan the QR code right there and you can go grab that deal right now for the next few days. So, okay. Number two on this. So main character, like hold that in your heart, hold that in your mind. We're going to start with that. Facing archetypes and challenges. Just as in stories, you'll encounter archetypes and challenges that serve as a catalyst for growth. Approach these experiences with curiosity, resilience, and a willingness to learn from them. So this is very, very important. When you understand archetypes, when you understand the different characters that are going to flow through your story. If you've ever had like a first love in your life and you're like, you know, why did that not work out? It's because that's the first love. It's because that's the thing that teaches you how to love. Okay. That doesn't mean that's your soulmate. It means this is the thing, the person, the experience, the relationship that teaches you how to love and how not to love, or how to love and how not to be loved, or vice versa. Right. Alyssa, absolutely. By the way, Alyssa says, yeah, we've got awesome chats going on. There's like a 24-hour a day chat room over there, like old school style chat room. It's like being on a massive group text, and don't worry, it doesn't bug you all the time, but you can jump in anytime and flow into what the collective's talking about. So that's a really important piece of value. Thank you, Alyssa, for bringing that up. She's talking about in the tribe. So, these are archetypes. Your boss is probably an archetype. Your best friend is probably an archetype. I know I've had best friends that have been archetypes in my life. I've had everybody from Thor archetypes to, people that play in Devil's Advocate to, just all kinds of different archetypes. And depending on which pantheon you're looking at or which archetype structure you're looking at, you're going to see them all in your life, from your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, your friends, your significant others, whatever. You're going to see those archetypes. So, Bridget Bell's blessing says, you mentioned soulmate. Do you believe in soulmates and twin flames then? To an extent, I think you have a frequency that's a soulmate. Okay. Cause I don't believe in individual souls the way a lot of people do. I think the individuation is something that happens on the three-dimensional level. I think you're a part of a collective or a super soul. That's why Jesus was literally a higher collective of light with a big collection of souls, all the different rainbow colors in the white light spectrum emanating from the top, basically, from the unfiltered source. That's what I believe the Christ is, or the Christos, or Krishna. And so, love my wife, but I'll talk about my relationship. I told God, the universe, this is what I want. This is how I want someone to love me. This is how I want someone to interact with me. I did not have a person in mind. I didn't even say hair color and body type or anything like that. I was just like, here's the type of person. Here's what I'm looking for. And I laid out the archetype I was looking for 3 days later. That person that fit that archetype, that was channeling that frequency, that incarnated with that frequency, was in my inbox on Facebook. And we had already started a friendship. And then we started dating just a couple of weeks later. And then we got married a few months later. So, and I've been married to this individual for 11 years now. So It has not always been rocky, or has not always been smooth. It has been very rocky at some points. So, but no, I don't believe in individual soulmates. There's one person on planet Earth you're supposed to marry. I do believe in your archetype, your perfect archetype to balance your energy. So to my fire and water, I got a very strong earth energy. And it's not just your zodiac signs. I've seen so many people be like, this is the right zodiac sign for me. This has got to be the perfect person. It's not even that. It's about asking the universe for the archetype you know you need. And whatever their signs are and everything is going to be a little bit different depending on who the incarnation or the avatar actually is. Because there's probably in your hometown hundreds of different people that meet that archetype that you don't know about. Some of them are already married. Some of them are dating. Some of them may not be interested in your brand, whatever it is. But I'm just saying there's, and then you start whittling that down. If you ask the universe or God to bring you that frequency and that archetype, I promise from my experience, it works. Okay. And you're not worried about, oh, it has to be this person. You just know it's this archetype. And for me, that was a game changer when I started going, wait a minute, this wasn't about me bumping into the right person. This was a person that had been in my circle before, never had either of us considered dating each other. It was never the right time, place, or attraction. And then the reason it hit the way it did, like, it was just weird, right? So it certainly wasn't something where I like looked at her and went, yeah, she's the right archetype. It was just like, I knew because I had had that heartfelt prayer and plea to the universe that when she arrived, she not only checked the boxes, but she felt right. Like she, that energy felt like that exact archetype that I asked about. So it was wild. So Bridget, I hope that helps. Certainly not the relationship advice guy. But no, I don't think there's like one twin flame soulmate. I think it's frequencies. And I think, when you make a harmony with someone else, oftentimes opposites for me, I mean, my wife and I are very opposite, but we make a resonant frequency that is a harmony from two purely separate looking frequencies. And then you make music together. That's how you make music, right? You strum a guitar string on two separate ends of the guitar, and you're going to get a harmony if it's the right notes together. And so that's, and then you can change those notes up and you still get harmonies. So that's why I think it's not about one person or one twin flame. It's about the right resonant frequencies and the right archetypes. So divine union manifest by Laura says, exactly. Yeah, Amanda, absolutely. And Amanda, don't forget to join in. Your husband's welcome to join as well on, you guys that have significant others in the tribe, you can bring your significant others to Saturday calls if they want to join. I encourage that. So you're more than welcome to do that. This is what we're going to do on Saturday. I'm working on a spreadsheet, Q&A type thing that we'll fill out, and I'm going to teach everyone how to plug this into an AI tool and find all the different archetypes you might be interested in researching, and then empower you to go down the rabbit hole of your own soul and find out who you authentically are. So I'm going to do this with me on Saturday. I'm going to work with Ashley. Ashley already knows hers. Honeybee. What's up, Honeybee? Honeybee doesn't know it, but she's going to help me with a call on Saturday too, if she's available. So now you know, if you're willing, my friend. But yeah, we're going to talk about, because Honeybee has made contact with and embodied her archetype. And that's a very, very important thing. And that's what we're going to be working on. So Amanda says he's not as much into it as me, but he does discuss things with me. Awesome. Even if he can't join, it'll be a really, really cool exercise. And then it's going to tie into the challenge for the rest of the month of May, where everybody will continue to work through this, because this is a journey. This is not something that you'll know all the details from Saturday. This is something that I'm going to empower you. And so are so many people in the community, Ashley, Melissa, and others. We're going to empower you to find your truth, find your authentic archetypes, and find your inner demigod. Who is that? What is that? Again, it doesn't mean you're worshiping a god. It doesn't mean you are giving yourself over to some demonic god, okay? You can call it integrating these light codes. You can call it the union with your true self. I believe we are all demigods incarnate on the earth. I believe that's how the gods play their game. And when you truly wake up, you realize you are one of them. And the masses stay asleep and just play the game of the one archon that decided to take over this reality, the Yaldabaoth, the Yahweh, the whatever you want to call it, the demiurge that decided, you know, it was the Most High God and self-proclaimed God of all flesh in the Old Testament. Love, sacrifice, jealous, petty, all of those things. All self-labeled, by the way. So, you know, how can you be the Most High, transcendent, all-knowing, omniscient God, and you're still unaliving babies because their people don't agree with you? I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. So, you know, if everybody's going to read all that literally, then I'll read it literally too, and I'm going to ask those questions, because to me that seems like a big old ET battle for consciousness, not actual gods, but little g gods, again, your inner deities all battling, and that flesh spirit being the thing that is jealous and petty and judgmental and wants to take over and requires sacrifice and all of those things, and essentially controls this reality. So how do we break free from that? Well, we got to realize our inner demigods and what part we're playing in the grand hero's journey, and then start playing our hero's journey within ourselves. So very, very, very important in my opinion. Okay. Are we gods or demigods? I mean, both. It depends on if you step into godhood or demigodhood. At the very least, I want everybody to embody their demigodhood. Here's the difference between a god and a demigod. Loki can be a god and Loki can be a demigod. Okay. An unawakened Loki is a demigod, a Loki that realizes he's got some power, but still waits for serendipity all the time, is essentially a demigod. But a Loki that goes, I'm making all of this happen and I am creating with my father and with my mother because I am part of a royal line. I am true divinity and I'm going to create like that. That becomes your little G godhood. So what's the difference? Well, Cub, don't you believe in God? Yes, but not even how we label it God. I believe we are gods. And I don't believe that the creator of the universe and the all-pervading entity of the universe and consciousness is God. I believe it is the supreme superconsciousness or the supreme being or the source, whatever you want to call it. But I don't believe in calling it God anymore, because God is a term better reserved for the guardians of the domain, which are us, by the way. And I believe we are the fallen angels. We are the Elohim. We are the Anunnaki. At the very least, we are monkey and extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional entity mixed together to incarnate and inhabit this reality so that we can play their game. And once we wake up and realize that these archetypes are in us, we can actually play the game on our own terms through that archetype. And if you are part of the light, then you can steer your narrative towards the light and manifest more light in this world, or illumination. And so that's the way I play it personally. So Chantal says, hi, I'm new here. Welcome, my friend. I hope you're having a beautiful day. You're in good company. This is an awesome, fun community. And I hope you feel safe and encouraged to explore here. We have a private version of this too over on my website. You can click the link in the profile. Come meet some awesome people, not awful people, awesome people. Yeah, I'll tell you more about that later. So, Carla says, I feel like I just came home. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Carla, if you think this feels like home, come join a Zoom call, with some of those awful people I just talked about. LOL. Awesome people. Yeah, we've got some awesome people. I mean, we got Manifest by Laura, Honeybee, Dreamstar Oracle. We've got, who else do we have over here? We've got Shelly. We have, who did we have before all the haters? Steven, Teresa. Yeah, we got a bunch of members. So yeah, go check it out. Really, really think you'll like it, my friend. By the way, you can cancel anytime. Like if you don't vibe with it, all you got to do is cancel. Super easy peasy. But I'd love to have you, my friend. So plenty of room, and stupid affordable, highly valuable. So, what's up, Kenny? How are you, brother? Kenny says hopping in late, but always hyped for a, thought journey. I like that, for a thought journey with Cub and fam. Definitely will rewatch. Thank you, my friend. Bridget said you mentioned Illumination. Have you read the books by the Pythagorean Illuminati? They are not the evil org of people think of. I recommend the God series by Mike Hockney. I have not read that. I have not. Would love to check it out, though. Though I do keep most of my reading to antiquity. I specialize in ancient mysteries. And normally if I read a modern book, it's like Zechariah Sitchin or something, where it's referencing a lot of the original context of the ancient mysteries. So I kind of do my best to stick around those type of books and teachings. That's why I don't do stuff like the raw materials or the Law of One or anything like that, because again, more channeled works, very cool, but if I'm going to read a channeled work, I'd rather channel my own, if that makes sense. And that's one of the things I teach, one of the things we do in the community. Everybody's getting downloads, the collective is strong, and I love that. That's one of the things I love about what we're doing. So, but I will definitely check that out, or at least check out a YouTube, you know, video on kind of a summary on it, because I do like to learn a lot of other theories. So the Island of Awful Toys. I love that, Dreamstar. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. If it references Pythagorean philosophy, then I'll definitely read it. Definitely. Because I've got a lot of books, ancient books too, a lot of Plato, a lot of philosophy. So I love stuff like that. You know, again, if it's coming out of the periods of great thinkers, philosophers, prophets, yogis, I love reading stuff like that. Our modern times, while I think there's a lot of great works coming out now that are channeled, you know, I love Dolores Cannon and stuff like that. But again, I don't know why I'm obsessed with the ancient stuff. So that's just where my heart is. That's where this channel focuses around. So that's kind of what I stick with. But the nine faces of Christ, Lance says. Awesome. Thank you. I will check that book out as well. I appreciate that, my friend. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Bridget. I will definitely check that out. That sounds right up my alley. Absolutely. So, unity with others. This is another reason that we have the Cub Cooker Supernatural Tribe, is like finding co-authors. Okay. Like I'm not just creating this alone. Like everybody in the tribe is helping me with this. Okay. That's what's cool about it. It's a co-creation thing. Like, people that are in the tribe, bring other people into the tribe. People that are in the tribe go out and serve others, and they make their own towns and cities better. We're not a church or a cult or a commune or anything weird like that. We're just a bunch of awesome people, or awful toys, as Dreamstar said, which I kind of agree with. We're kind of the misfit toys, right? That really want to see the planet do better, really want to see all of these religious things on the planet, you know, get put in check, if you will. And people start to question the status quo and really just wake up and realize the power and the spirit of humanity and what the truth is within us, because nobody tells us that. Like, your parents don't even tell you that when you're a kid. Even if you have the best parents in the world, they still want you in order. They still want to control you so that you're not a pain in their butt. They still want you to conform to a societal norm. Now, I am not an anarchist. I am not some sort of activist that's telling everybody to go cause trouble. That's not what I'm about. What I'm about is getting you to wield the sword of your mind and getting you to think outside the box and cut open any boxes that wish to trap you inside. Because though I love the cubism era in artwork, I'm not a big fan of boxes. So really, really encourage you to think outside those boxes. So that's going to be number three, is unity with others. So cultivate empathy, understanding, and collaboration with others, recognizing that their narratives intersect with yours in meaningful ways. as the leader of our community, our tribe, the founder of all of this that we do here in this channel, it has been a huge challenge for me from day one to see so many different points of view come in and through the community. Some that were there on day one are literally still members. That's how powerful this community is. That's how much I and others believe in it. Some people have come in and they've left within less than 30 days because they didn't get the spotlight they were looking for. They didn't get the answers they were looking for. They realized, oh, I don't really want to help other people, or, oh, I got other stuff. I'd rather go buy a streaming network than do this. Or maybe they decided that, coffee or fast food was more important. I don't know what the deal is. But the point is, whether you're there for years or you're there for a couple of days, the community has so many different points of views. And it has literally made me go, wait a minute, Cub, you're not always right. There are things that I learn from everybody on every Zoom call we do. I go, wow. Didn't expect that energy out of that person. Wow, those are some interesting thoughts. I like that. Or, wow, I don't agree with that. What do I do with that? How do I alchemize that for the community? So I've had to learn a lot about being a good leader and opening up to other points of view. And I think that's what's cool about our community. And if you don't join our community, that's fine. Join a community. I don't care. You got like 10 streaming memberships, go cancel half of those and go join someone's community and connect with other people. The churches aren't doing it. They're going to make you stay in a box of theology. I am not going to make you stay in a box of theology. I'm going to let you play in the sandbox and find out what your true spiritual gifts are, what you really want out of life, and what you're really supposed to be serving into authentically to you, not to Cub, but to you. And the community is the best place to bounce those ideas off of. That's why I fly these rainbow colors all the time, because for me, that is all of us. And we come together, we make beautiful, pure, unadulterated light, because we are all different spectrums, from the color of our skin to our belief systems to our strategies in life to even our energies. Sometimes, even though I'm a light worker, I've got some of the darker energy in the community, right? That's why I love that color violet, like those darker, more subtle tones. And I get really deep and I can be broody and moody. But it's very important that energy is a balance and an anchor for the community, because it's always producing light. And we've got people all over the place, everything from witches to people that still go to church, which we respect and encourage and love and honor, by the way, if you're authentically doing it. But what I want to encourage you is, don't just fall back on it now because you're scared and the world's getting scary. Find something authentic. And it's so, so important for that. Dreamstar says, this is fantastic, Cub, ever changing. Amen, my friend. Absolutely. Same. I'm learning so much. Manifest by Laura says, absolutely. I mean, you ladies push me all the time, and I love that. Every call we're on, when I started this thing, I was like, excuse me. When I started this thing, that's why I do the cough drops at the beginning. When I started, I was so afraid to dip too much into the woo-woo and do like channeling sessions and really get into frequencies and sound technology and all of those things. And now that's all we do. That's what we talk about all the time. That's a big part of what it is, because it's the supernatural tribe. And we've got people in there that are experiencing those things all the time. And it's so important that you have a safe, loving space to explore that, or it will quash any breakthroughs you're having, because unhealed people hurt people, hurt people. And I'm not saying any of us are perfect in the community, but the one thing we know is how to be hurt. We've all been hurt. And once you realize that, you start realizing, I don't want to hurt others. I want to treat them the way I want to be treated. And whether I agree with them or not, I'm going to encourage them to authentically find their path. And that is 1,000% what I'm about, guys. 1,000%. Joshua says anarchy simply means no rulers. There is one ruler within. Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. And I use those definitions because of the common agreement on them. So I understand what you're saying, but again, A public anarchist is very different than a spiritual anarchist. So you can say that I am a spiritual anarchist. I'm a universalist. I am an omist. I'm all about one and unity within. And, you know, I don't like to be controlled or put under authority that I don't have to be. You know, render unto Caesar, right? But you have inner sovereignty, you know, and that's what I teach, preach, and practice personally. So Cole says, your ability to grow and open your mind is so refreshing. This live is everything. Cole, thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate that. Golden Mighty says, do you watch? I watch everything, dude. I'm always watching. You think I'm not watching? I'm watching. I see everything. I may not take it all in, but I'm always watching. I may be oblivious, but I'm always watching for sure. Absolutely agree on finding your archetype. Mine is alchemist. The moment I accepted it, everything changed. My life went into magic mode. Awesome. That is fantastic, Voltaire. Yeah, and that's so important. And you can go even deeper on that. Because alchemist is it's also the mode. So you're gonna have an archetype and a mode, and so your mode is gonna be alchemy or the alchemist. But you probably have an archetype too within any of the pantheon. It could be the Hindu pantheon, the Nordic pantheon, Sumerian, could be the Marvel pantheon. It doesn't even matter. Again, they're all going to be pulling from the same story structures, but to find that one character. And so I'll try to be more specific with this. When I say archetype, I'm also talking about what character are you playing? And so I really, really, really want to encourage everyone in our tribe. If you're new here, join the tribe. If you don't join the tribe, still find that one character. Find who you are. Because when you find that character and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm Thor. Oh my gosh, I'm Odin. Oh my gosh, I'm Loki. Oh my gosh, I'm Hecate. Oh my gosh, I am Asherah. Like whatever that is, that's your frequency. When you find that authentic frequency. And again, I'm going to teach you guys exactly how to find a wealth of information. I'm not going to tell you this is your archetype, but I'm going to give you the tools you need to go on a soul journey for the month of May that will literally change the rest of your life. And you do not want to miss this. Like I said, that's going to be available over in the Cub Kuker Supernatural Tribe at cubkuker.com, cubkuker.com. Scan the QR code to go join. You can get a very special price right now for the next 6 days. So if you're watching this now, don't forget, because I won't give you that price later on. Go get it now. Get yourself in there. Let's get a bunch of new members before this weekend, because this call needs to be filled up. I'm dropping some knowledge on this call, and so are my friends and our moderators. And I really, really, really want to get as many people on as possible, because this is the next phase, guys. This is the next phase. When we figure this out for ourselves, then I won't be looking and going, oh, I'm going to go talk to Ashley, or I'm going to go talk to Melissa. I will be going, my demigod is going to go talk to their demigod. Like, I'm going to start to understand. You're going to start to understand who you're interacting as, because this ain't us. Like, I'm not Cub. That's who I go by. That's the brand. But I'm not Cub. I'm an archetype. I'm an actual frequency of a god. Jesus even said, ye are gods, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Like, he even corroborated. If you're afraid of this and you're like, I don't know. Well, the Bible says, well, Jesus literally told you, you're a god. He's like, then why is what I'm saying so weird? I'm just telling you to go heal others, serve others, give up everything, and follow the truth within you. That's the narrow path. I know, Dreamstar, this is too real for TikTok Live. I'm saying. So you got to understand, this is the next phase. This is the next chapter of your life. And I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm not saying that to disrupt anybody's flow or their faith or their religious tradition or any of that stuff, guys. When you get to this next phase, this next level, you get to the supernatural level. I'm going to be really honest with you. You want to know the secret? You do not care or identify with a religious tradition. You don't identify with a political party. You don't identify with a socioeconomic identity. Okay. You can become a millionaire and you don't even care. You start playing the game as the God you are, the whole freaking world changes around you. And that's what I'm telling you guys. That's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm here to help with. Why am I here? Why am I qualified to help you with that? Because that's what I'm helping me with. Thank you, Dreamstar Mic Drop. I love the water drop. I'm going to totally use that from now on. That's hilarious because it's like hieroglyphics. It's the modern hieroglyphics, the emojis. I love it. The reason I'm qualified to help you guys with this, I don't have a degree. I don't have anything on paper. I'm not even telling you I'm right. I'm just telling you this is what I am 1,000% going to figure out for myself. I'm going to break the freaking code of the matrix, and I'm going to figure out how to live above it all, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I'll keep rewriting the script over and over and over until I find what I'm looking for, and that is 1,000% unity with the divine, and I want to reign over the all. Every time I do this, I get a little more disturbed, then I marvel a little bit more, and then I reign over a little bit more of my life. And when you realize that you're co-creating this co-creation with other people and the universe or God, and that's also within you and everyone else, it changes the whole paradigm, guys. Jamie says, it sounds like you're making yourself God. Good job. You should make yourself God too. And I noticed you use the little g there. Good for you. Because you're darn right I am making myself God, because I am a God. You are a God. We are all Christ. The Christ is the thing that like unlocks our God mode. Like you want to unlock God mode, you got to find that Christ energy, right? That Christ energy is what stands above it all. And it's not a religious thing. It is an anointed human. When you realize that you have a divine anointing within you, you begin to reign over everything. And this is what is called a zoomorphic canvas, okay? You are part monkey, part alien. And when you realize that and you start tapping into the truth within you, you can overcome your animal nature and tap into your God nature. When you tap into your God nature, by essence, you have to tap into the God source. That God source is the source of the universe. It doesn't make you the idol of your life. It makes you in gnosis or knowledge and understanding of the creator, the supreme being of the universe within you. Manifest by Laura says, dogs are awesome. Exactly. Judy says, truth. Thank you, my friend. Not for hire says, I'm a dog. Hey, there are worse gods to be, because God backwards is dog. So there you go. There are worse ones to be. I'll tell you that. Transcending limiting beliefs. This is one of the hardest ones for everyone. Use the power of storytelling to transcend limiting beliefs and expand your perspective. Your narrative is not fixed. It's a dynamic tapestry of experiences waiting to be explored and transformed. So when you start to tell your story, then you can write a story for yourself. And this challenge we're going to be doing is going to include some journaling. And that journaling is going to be writing your life story. You've ever heard of like write your obituary and you'll get everything you wanted? I'm going to teach you how to write your life story here. And it is going to be a narrative that will vary from what you write, but you will find that a lot of the pinnacle moments that you wrote down will come true. This is magic in motion. This is abracadabra. This is speak and spell. This is writing in cursive. This is straight up witchcraft we're going to do. If you're afraid of witchcraft, this ain't the right community for you. You're afraid of Jesus, this ain't the right community for you. You're afraid of not going back to church, this ain't the right community for you. You want to get deep into the mysteries and practice the rituals, the rhythms, and the righteousness, not being right with a deity, but seeing all with equanimity and equality, all as God and God as all. This is the right community. So. Bill Armstrong says, if you don't ask questions, you won't get answers. 1,000%. And if you get answers, I'll ask you more questions. That's the beautiful journey we're all on together. You think you know the answer? I got a better question for you. I think I know the answer. The universe asks me a better question, and I've got to stop and dig back in. It doesn't end. That's why, like, the church warns against this. It's a new age. All it ends in is confusion and doubt and blah, blah, blah. Because you keep asking questions, because you keep growing, you keep getting stronger in your actual faith rather than, I'll question my faith a little and then that's dangerous, right? Oh, I'm not on the path to heaven anymore. It's terrifying, right? Let me see. Oh, I clicked off the comments on Facebook. Sorry, guys. Charles says, amen, brother. Thank you, my friend. Diane says, I think we are all just like Jesus. And it isn't religious like Jesus says. Exactly. Exactly, my friend. Everything we speak is a spell. Teresa says 1,000%. Absolutely. Voltaire says, divine conscious prime creator, God from the galactic central sun. It's a stream of consciousness. And we are that fragment to individualize and become new evolved graduates. Yes, absolutely. So I always said the sun is our local deity. That is the God source to our little neck of the woods, to planet Earth, solar system. You can call it a closed deity system. We are a part of the Christ light coming through the sun, which is the result of the Father marrying the Mother, the quantum wave and energy together. And as we observe the particle, we collapse it into the reality that we agree upon. It's literally that simple, simple quantum physics that everyone should know, right? Bill says, I have gotten so many answers since I've been away from the faith. Good for you, my friend. Good for you and much love. I always tell people there is more spirituality outside of religiosity than you ever thought possible. And spirituality is the true seekers of the infinite and finding purpose within life. And it's not accepting a doctrine or dogma that says, I have to believe this. It's someone that says, I have to find the authentic truth within me. And I want to know what's real and what's not real. And when you begin to understand nothing is real, the only thing real is that light. It is that potentiality for you to create anything out of that. That is why if you don't like the world you live in, go out and change it. You don't like the friends you have, go out and change them. And by the way, oftentimes you don't have to get new friends. You got to get a new mindset. And you may lose those friends for a brief period of time. With me, it's been a year, two, three, several years, in some cases, almost a decade in other cases. But they always come back, or I always run into them or whatever. And when your frequency has changed, you find that theirs is. They may not match yours perfectly, but they can look at you and respect you in a different light. And you can look at them and respect them in a different light because you realize everybody's changed. Time is the great equalizer here. You give everybody enough time, everybody will figure it out. Unfortunately, a lot of people expire after 30 years, 40 years, 80 years, 90 years, whatever it is. And they got to reincarnate. And then they start in ignorance again and they got to keep working up, right? Some people choose to reincarnate and they can start in passion and work their way up to good. And they can continue that Jacob's ladder of incarnations. So you'll know when you meet those beings, you'll know people that think outside the box versus people that perpetually want to put themselves and others in boxes. That's the difference between an old soul and a new soul, or a reincarnating soul rather, and a choice avatar soul. There are differences between those. And so I don't even think of it as new or old souls. I think all the souls are technically the same age because time doesn't exist. And so there is no time on those souls. I think it has to do with how many cycles they've been through, whether or not they figured it out and joined the God source. And then they chose to reincarnate or not. And the chosen incarnates or the avatars, there's a lot of avatars on the planet right now, by the way. A lot. There's a lot of them in our community and a lot of them in the chat. And that frequency of 144,000, whatever you want to call it, there's a lot more of those waking up, guys. And I think that we're going to see a whole heck of a lot wake up this year. In fact, I think May is going to be where there's what I consider like a coming online of a bunch of people. That's why May is not only important for manifesting, it's important for you to get your God frequency right. What is your archetype? What's your character? Because as these new souls are coming online, you need to be there to receive them. And you better be willing and ready to receive them in your authentic energy and know exactly how to play the game with them. Why do I say this? Because if you're taking this all, I'm here to help with souls and I'm here with the harvest and all of this stuff, and you take it all serious and you're like, oh, I said the right thing to that person. And blah, you got to quit questioning that, and you got to be authentic and speak authentically and freely from your heart. And if you know yourself and you know your character and your archetype, you don't have to sit here and question what you're saying all the time. I'm not saying go out there and just spew nonsense, but I'm saying you need to be able to be confident and fluent with how you're helping and move on. Because for some of us, you're going to work one-on-one with other people. Some of us, you're going to have like friends and family members come to you and go like, what is going on? I had this vision. I don't know. Have you ever had anything like that? And you'll be in that situation. For some of you, it's mass, it's collective and mass communication. For some of you, it's intimate group communication. That's what we offer over in the tribe. But you better know your archetype so you know how to authentically help people. Chris says, but time is in the grand scheme of things is not real. It's just a consideration linked to matter. Absolutely. Yeah, and matter expires with time. That's a beautiful thing about it. It's like it's a self. Here's what I like about how the universe is set up. It's a self-sustaining system, and therefore matter has to degrade to make room for new matter coming in, because otherwise the universe would just fill up with rocks, right? If rocks don't turn to dust and dust turns to smaller particles and then it gets formed into other things and it doesn't recycle itself, if humans were to just be unalived and you had all these bodies piled up on the planet and they didn't go back to dust, you got to think about the algorithm of this 3D reality that literally continues to reduce everything back to base carbon matter where it can be reused and recreated with. And to me, that's insanely cool. And then you can take what's left of that and burn it off and turn it back to energy. And then you're returning it back to the creative soup of the universe. So it's like really the coolest computing system for creating a hologram that feels, looks, tastes, and everything is real with it. Except when you start to collapse it down, it goes back to itself into a neutral place and it's ready to recreate always. Like that's the coolest law of the universe to me. And time, as Chris is saying, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but the way I understand it, time is the thing that tells all the things how long to stay around. It's basically that algorithm on how quick something can be recreated with. Also, time is not linear, so you are conscious of your first incarnation while others also occurring. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I believe in multiverse too and multi-dimensions. We're all multi-dimensional beings living in a multiverse. Therefore, everything that can happen to you has. Therefore, every emanation of yourself you could be, you have, because you are the universe learning itself. The universe recreates itself, Celsius says. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dickie, welcome, my friend. Celsius, thanks for joining, my friend. Let's see. Shelly says, I saw a quote on a t-shirt at the beach and thought it sums up our tribe. Be fearless in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. 1,000%. I love that, Shelly. I got to bring that up. There's Shelly's comment. I love it. That's awesome. Be fearless in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. 1,000%. You know, I'm all about that soul fire life. I love that. Voltaire says it is so true. Earth is a university. You have to learn to be an individual with limitations and emotions to control it and work it in love. Sounds easy, but it's not. You choose your classes, evolution. Absolutely, my friend. Bridget says, is there an archetype for an intellectual type? That's what I feel my archetype is. Absolutely. If your mode is intellectualism, higher learning, knowledge, that type of thing, I mean, you've got a million and one different gods you can choose from, Thoth being one of them, especially if you're willing to put it all on the line for knowledge, especially the higher concepts of life, things that can't be, you know, just put in a book, but have to be alchemized in the soul and then retaught back to people over and over and over just so you get them. Yeah, Tahuti, absolutely, James. So there's a bunch of different names for that. But yeah, Thoth, Tahuti, and then you can, and then there's also some other beautiful bringers of knowledge as well. Again, we'll look at a lot of these, and we've got some other mythology experts in the community. We're going to look at all of that on Saturday and get some answers for people and some places to start looking. But that's a great place for you to look, my friend. Yes, Thoth and Odin, Voltaire says, yes, absolutely. And I really, here's why I don't think I'm full on Odin, is because for me, Odin is like, he gets it all. And I feel like he pretty much wins all the time. I don't know why I feel that way, but it's like, he's just kind of like the evolved version of Loki to me. You know, and for me, Loki is like, he wins a lot, but he kind of has this cycle of death and rebirth that he always has to deal with. He's incredibly powerful and he can make huge sacrifices for humanity. But he also has a lot of like self-doubt and things that he has to work through, right? It's like, he's again, the unevolved version of Odin in a lot of ways. And then again, Thor is an unevolved version of Odin. Odin is kind of the alchemy of both of them, in my humble opinion. Same thing with King Anu and the Sumerian and Enki and Enlil. So bridging the bird and the snake would be to be Anu or Odin or El Elyon in the Canaanite pantheon. So very, very interesting. You know, these pantheons they're hard to remember. There's a lot of them, but I do my best to like remember the main archetypes so we can talk around those. It's like Metatron in a way. Sit, listen through love. Yes, I agree. Thank you, Voltaire. I appreciate you, my friend. So I got to get a drink because I've been talking for a while. What do you guys, I've got a couple more here. Let me finish this. Actually, I have one more. Embracing the journey. Finally, embrace the journey of storytelling in life. Each moment offers a chance to write a new page, create new meanings, and deepen your connection to the grand author and the infinite possibilities of existence. And guys, that's what this is all about. Finding your archetype isn't about worshiping a deity or letting a deity take your body over. It's about understanding the story-driven archetypes and the frequencies that you need to find to resonate in so that you can fully channel the God source within you in the best way you can. You can't be all the archetypes in this physical body or even in your higher mind. You have to choose. That's what this life is about. Choosing a frequency and playing that character. When you figure that out, you will never not know the answer to a decision in your life. If you want to be an expert at decision making, find your character, find your archetype, and you will never go another day of your life going, should I take the job? Should I turn it down? Should I take the job? Should I turn it down? Should I marry this person? Should I not marry that person? You'll know because your character will know what to do, and you'll know what to do because you'll know your character, and 1000% you will have confidence in exactly what you're taking action on in your life. When talking about religion, Charles says it's worth mentioning about Marduk and his works being known by 50 different names. It's in the Enuma Elish. Yes, exactly. And Marduk is presented within the Old Testament as well. A lot of Marduk vibes in there with the Old Testament God. The Old Testament God is a amalgamation of several different deities, by the way, kind of mixed into one tribal deity that became the, you know, the one above all, basically, but had a big attitude, right? Big temper. And isn't that what the flesh does? I mean, on an archetype level, isn't that what we do just in our animalistic nature? It requires a lot of sacrifice. It's the flesh is a very difficult thing to tame, especially in your early journey of spirituality or even just in your younger years, right? As you're growing as a human, your archetype and your character can and will change. Oftentimes, I have found, though, that I go back to the archetype that I was when I was a little kid before flesh and all of that stuff took over. And I was like, oh, I got to make money. Oh, I need to find a mate. Oh, I need to blah, blah, blah. Like all the animalistic things to live in the matrix. There is an archetype before that that I was playing just so fluently as a kid because I was authentic as it. And that started going away around like, you know, 6, 7 years old. You start to forget the God that you are incarnate on this earth. And when you start to remember it, things change a little bit and things get weird. by the way, it can freak people out. And so, you know, just be aware of that. Carly Joe says, I just joined. How do you know what's important in physical reality to take care of versus to the soul? That is a great question, my friend. Carly, welcome, by the way. I'll hit you up and welcome you over on the app after I jump off here. Thank you so much. And that's a really good question. I have found that that is constantly the dualism that battles me. It took a lot for me to give up a business that had proven that it could be really successful pre-2020 and then started crumbling, and I did everything I could to save it, and I had to make a decision. Do I lean into this and love it and grow it, or do I admit that this is not going to be very successful because I've lost interest in it and the pandemic just destroyed it and all of this stuff? And I took that opportunity, as difficult as it was, to go, what do I really want? And I started just talking on TikTok back in 2020. And when I finally made the decision to let go of the old business model, you know, it was well after 2020, but it was something that I had to do because I knew it was authentic to, you know, I could sit here and I could keep selling, you know, websites to people or consulting or whatever I did. You know, I had a marketing service, creative services is what I did, a bunch of different creative services. And I keep doing that. And while I loved creativity, like, I always found myself in spiritual conversations with clients. I always found myself in every bit of free time, like reading the Bible and outside the Bible and being creative in ways that were spiritual, not to create and sell, but just to be spiritual, to make music and art and beauty and just find myself. And I found like this is the authentic thing to me. And so if I take action on the thing that's authentic to me, then everything else has to line up. One of the laws of the universe is when you co-create with the universe, if you take action on your actual highest excitement in life, as, you know, Bashar says, for me, it's not even the highest excitement. It's the thing that I'm like, I am killing my soul if I don't do the thing that I know I'm supposed to be doing. And sometimes it makes zero sense that I can even make money doing that or make a living, but I always do. And this tribe, this community is proof in the pudding, guys, that you can, you know, and it takes time. Here's the deal. This didn't happen overnight. When I started my first business, I did that first business for 2 years before I quit my job. Then I morphed that business into a different business, into the creative services agency that I had. And then I've morphed that into, well, I'm just going to use all of those creative things to build my own brand online. And so it has been an evolution where I had to take one step in authenticity at a time. Authentically, back in the day, I worked in production and design and theater, and I loved that. But I started a video and film company, and I loved that. And that was authentic at that time. That led me to the creative services and a lot more expression of freedom and financial freedom. Then I found that I was just giving myself a job and putting myself in a box again. And I wasn't, you know, passionate. You know, I'm always passionate when I start, but to keep that passion and just flow it as a journey is a very, very different thing. And that's what's led me to this. And I've been doing this 400 plus episodes now, showing up every week on Saturdays in the community. I absolutely love what we're doing. I told my wife for years while I was running the creation, the creative agency, I told her for years, babe, I think I want to have a church someday. But that was back when I was still in religion. And I'm like, do I need to become a pastor? I was even taking courses to become a pastor. Then my deconstruction started and all of that. So I say all that to say, you have to take one step at a time towards your authenticity. The decision you make today will not be the end game of that. And the decision I make today will not be the end game of that. This tribe has evolved over time in what we talk about, how it looks, how it feels, what we do, what I focus on in it. And it will continue to evolve with the people that are in it and with my evolution and my spiritual walk as well. And me coming into agreement. That's why I think it's so important in May that everybody locks into their authentic baseline frequency, archetype, demigod, character, find your main character vibes, because I believe that's going to carry you through a really good chunk of the rest of your life if you find it, and then that's going to help you make the right decisions going forward. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I believe I've been told through my meditations and my downloads recently, and so that's what we're working on this week. And really, we'll be doing a lot of that all month too. So don't miss it. I'd love to have you guys. Thank you. Yep, it's a journey, Honeybee says, not a destination, 1,000%. Manifest by Laura says, many levels to get there. I don't think there's actually a there to get to ever expanding. Absolutely. Absolutely. Once you clear the noise in your ego's mind, then the voice of your heart is the loudest. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you say, do I take care of everyday stuff or do I take care of what my spiritual needs are? The answer is you have to align both. The answer is I had to go what feeds my soul and reverse engineer that. That was the thing that got me to do what I actually love doing, that doesn't trap me in a box and doesn't keep me a slave to building another job for myself, but allowing me to continue to express myself every day spiritually and help people along the way. That's that for me, 1,000%. And I would never tell anyone, yeah, go quit your job and then see what the universe does. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm not like, it's not the type of person I am. I believe you should take care of your family, but I also believe if you hate your life and you hate your job, you have to know that there's another way. You have to know that if you work with God, with the universe, that door will be open. Like, start knocking on that door and believing that you don't have to have that job and start looking for other opportunities. And I truly believe the universe will bring you opportunities. Knock and it shall be open. Seek and you will find. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means the authority of the supreme being, and the righteousness that he uses there in the Greek is equanimity. Start seeing yourself as God and all as God, and work with that force and co-create with that. And then you'll see those answers of all your 3D problems are met at that point. And I can attest to that in my life. It ain't easy, I'll tell you that. But when I first seek the spiritual good of our community, of myself, and I've already built all the pipelines and everything, I don't sit here and worry about all the little details. And I just create into the truth that I know within me. That's when things start to alchemize. That's when it crystallizes and becomes a real thing that I can actually, make a living doing and start to build the life that I want. Is it where I want it to be right now? 1,000% no. Is it on the way to that? 1,000% yes. And again, time is that factor that we need in our incarnations to work through things. If I got everything I wanted overnight, I would miss the nuance. I would miss the enjoyment. I would miss the lessons, and I would miss the celebration and just the little pieces of it. And I would miss the fact that it all happened at once and I didn't get to enjoy it piece by piece over the next, amount of time. You know, it's like, I don't know how far this thing is going. I think it's going to the moon and back. I know it's already going global. I think tens of millions of people are going to know this channel, know my face, know about our community. I think thousands of people are going to be in our community. Maybe even tens of thousands of people. I don't know what the cap is on that, nor do I want to cap it anymore. I am done restricting my success or trying to clarify and define it perfectly. Rather than, I'm open to the success the universe is going to bring me, and I'm just going to keep creating. And I think that's probably the best question that we could have wrapped up with. Pixie Girl says, preach, Cub. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And it's so, so important. Yeah, Celsius, false wealth leads to nowhere. So it's like when I had my marketing agency and my creative services agency, even when I was having success, it was like it went so quick and it didn't ever lead anywhere. There was no repeatability in it without more of my like just absolute grind and, nothing built to a point where I could breathe. And that's what I love about this. I get days to breathe. I get days to alchemize. I get days to go hike and bike and play frisbee. And I get to do this just as a 24/7 thing instead of like a 9-to-5. And I love that. That's why I'm sitting here at 7 o'clock at night talking to you guys because I love what I'm doing. And I believe everybody can find that. And you don't have to be a YouTuber or a TikToker or a Facebooker or a Metaverser or whatever you want to call me in the future to achieve what is authentic to you. But you do have to start by asking, what is my story? What's the story I want to tell? If you figure out that story and quit writing in the details, the universe loves to put the details in. Okay, the universe is an expert writer, better than you'll ever be. You can outline the story. You can understand the story by understanding your archetype and your main character. And when you just play your main character and you go through the seasons or the chapters of your life, you're going to have a whole lot more fun and you're going to understand things a whole lot better and you're going to co-create with the universe. And the universe loves to fill in those blanks. When you're like, universe, I want success with this business. The universe is like, great, what kind of success do you want? And you're like, this is the type of lifestyle I'm looking. Here's the experiences I want. And the universe is like, great, I'm going to start working on that for you. And you're like, great. And then you're like, oh, by the way, and it needs to be this much a month. And I want this. And I don't want to have to do that. And you start adding all the things and you're trying to write over what's already there and not let the universe show up, because the universe wants to co-create and the universe wants you to honor it and glorify it. Okay. We can call it God or the universe. I call it father and mother. Honor your father and mother. And he wasn't talking about your earthly father and mother. He's talking about your heavenly father and mother, the ones in the Ouranios in Greek, in the ether, the Akasha in Sanskrit, the father and mother that are everywhere in and through you. Celsius says, you are on the real road to real success. Thank you, my friend. I often forget that, but it's really good to hear. I really appreciate that. Thank you. How do you get the hell doctrine out of your mind? Bill, that is a great question. I've done a bunch of episodes on that. If you want to message me, I'm happy to send you some of them. I did one the other day that says, hell is not real, but here's what Jesus said. I can't remember what episode it was. I think it was like in the last 10 episodes I've done. So you can go look on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. You'll see like all the episodes in order, but it's the one with HE and then two flames. And I get deep, deep, deep into the hell doctrine. I'll try to summarize it here. Jesus never used that word. He talked about Gehenna, where they burn trash. He was trying to prove a point that by their religious law, you might as well cut off both hands, because your religious law will end you up there with all the corpses, with all the sick people and all the sinners burned in the trash pile of Gehenna. And then he warned against, you know, because the destruction of your soul, right? Well, you can't destroy energy. Okay. God doesn't destroy energy. You're sorted. That's what it is. It's a sorting process. You don't destroy energy. You can't create it. You can't destroy it. You can only change it, change its state. And so if you continue to change your state into a more beautiful state and understand that law of unity that the universe has. And so hell is not, you know, a place. You create hell here. And when people preach the hell doctrine, so much of that has just come out of church tradition to keep people freaked out. And a lot of the Old Testament stuff dealing with things like Hades, the underworld, and a lot of mythology, understanding just the lower vibration reality, which I believe is being lived right here. And I believe you can reincarnate in hell on earth. You can be born in, an archaic time in poverty, and that's pretty hellish. And I don't want to live in that. It's really nice to be born in the US of A in a neutral zone right now. And while there's plenty of oppression and stuff going around, I've got an air conditioner and a heater and food and water and all those things, and that's incredible. So, you know, that's where I, you know, the hell doctrine hurts more people than it helps, in my opinion. So, but yeah, I did a whole series on that. I'd love for you to go check it out. If you ask to experience unconditional love within, you will experience it from within. Absolutely. Honeybee says, the refining fire, heart of the stone to heart of flesh. Yeah, absolutely. Then the hell doctrine won't hold up anymore. Absolutely. That's what I always said. If you experience God within, the true God within, you don't even worry about hell. Anybody that like has had a beautiful transcendent experience with the divine in one way or another, understands that hell is a creation within, and that the truth of all things is interconnectivity and beauty and unity, and that you are everything and everything is you, and you are God and God is you. And so there is no separation, and therefore hell is the belief that I'm separate from God. That's what you're creating. Was there a moment when you were done deconstructing and then began reconstructing? Dude, I'm never. I still have that programming creep up on me in the middle of the night. I was just talking with Ashley today about that. Like, I still have nightmares. I still have all of those, like, you know, indoctrinations coming back on me. Is there a point when it gets easier? Oh, absolutely. It gets a lot easier. Reconstructing everything happens simultaneously as you deconstruct. Once you remove a piece and go, this doesn't fit, you immediately are presented with one that does. That's the cool thing about deconstruction. It's not something you have to tear it all down and then build it all back up. As you remove pieces that don't fit, you immediately go, oh, that one fits. Oh, that one fits. Oh, that one fits. And it starts to be a bigger, more beautiful picture. So, hey, Holly, how are you? Holly says, hey, Cub, I've been missing my supernatural community. Busy lately. I totally understand, my friend. Love for you to join on Saturday. It's probably going to be a pinnacle moment on Saturday for our community. We're getting deep into these archetypes on Saturday, and actually going to help connect people with their demigod archetypes, which I've been downloading. My consciousness, my woo-woo lately, has been telling me it's 1,000% important, Cub, that you find your authentic demigod archetype and move forward playing that character. And I want to help others connect with that too. I think it's really important for all of us. So, Holly, love you, my friend. Thank you for joining today. It's been a great episode. Leanne says, I needed to hear this today. Leanne, thank you for being here. Jeff says, I love this. Thank you, Jeff. Cynthia, thank you so much for the images and the hearts. Thank you, guys. Crawl before you walk, Shelly says, absolutely. Voltaire says, I'm so happy I found this channel. It's like I'm home. You say everything that I needed to find on my own. Suddenly, I'm seeing the collective and how big it is, and it's just love. Amen, my friend. Amen. Like I said, don't skip out. Don't trust these algorithms to show me to you again. Interact with my videos. And if 1,000% you want to make sure you don't forget about me or this community, just go join. It'll blow your mind how stupid affordable it is, how much value it is. I've had people pay me more because they're like, you need more. Like, you need to charge more than this. This is worth more. I literally have had people do that. So, but I'm not going to charge you more. You just go grab it. You can get a year and save extra money too. If you commit to a year, you can cancel anytime, guys. Go check it out. www.cubcooker.com. That's the Cub Cooker Supernatural Tribe. You can go read all the value that it includes, way more than I can talk about here. You're going to get so much access over there. I love you guys. Y'all have a beautiful day. God bless you. Namaste and peace.